Sonia Itizval got into an Uber in San Francisco on October 17th, and something happened that she'd never seen before.
So when the driver approached, it said on my app that this driver supports Yes on 22.
So she asked him about it.
I said, I just noticed that it said that you support Yes on 22. Do you mind if I ask you about that? And he's like, well, I don't. It's just that this message keeps popping up with every ride. So I wanted it to go away because, you know, you want to get to that ride or that request as soon as possible. So I just clicked yes to make it go away.
Tanya drives for Uber and Lyft herself. She organizes with a local drivers group in San Diego. But she's been off the app since the pandemic hit and her kid is home from school. So she hadn't seen how the apps are now politically pressuring the drivers that use them.
I'm not sure even if that's legal, but it feels like harassment because basically, they're asking you to vote or vouch for a propaganda that's against your best interest as a driver.
Drivers filed a class action lawsuit against Uber last week, accusing the company of violating their right to be protected against workplace political coercion under California law.
You shouldn't be pressured with your employer's political opinions while you're at work, and you definitely shouldn't feel afraid that you might lose your job if you don't agree with your employer on a political question.
George Warner is an attorney with Legal Aid at Work, one of the organizations bringing the lawsuit against Uber.
The big issue for us is not just that it's misleading, it's the issue is that they're asking these drivers to support the proposition within the app and that they're threatening drivers with losing their job if Prop 22 doesn't pass.
One of Uber's pop-ups only allows drivers to select the options yes on Prop 22 or the word OK. Another instructed drivers to talk to their customers about the measure.
The contract that Uber requires drivers to sign says that Uber can deactivate a driver for any or no reason, sole discretion, including doing something that's disparaging to the brand. So in that, when that's the world that Uber drivers live in, it would be completely reasonable for them to think that Uber is paying attention to whether they're looking at the Prop 22 messaging.
We reached out to Uber for comment. They responded with a statement saying, "This is an absurd lawsuit without merit, filed solely for press attention." California has no spending limits in ballot measure campaigns like Prop 22. The latest financial filings with the state show Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Postmates, and Instacart have poured about $200 million into passing the measure. $10 million of that is listed as in-kind contributions, meaning the companies are putting non-monetary things, like their own staff hours or customer contact lists, into the campaign. Lyft has been sending push notifications to users' phones promoting Prop 22. Instacart had workers include Yes on 22 materials with grocery orders. DoorDash drivers are delivering takeout food in bags branded with the Yes on 22 logo.
I think that technology companies' unprecedented scale and the low cost to them to put out these political messages really is distorting our system of democracy.
That's the voice of Daniel Newman, president of the nonprofit MapLight, which exposes money in politics and advocates for political reform.
It's one thing for corporations to buy TV ads and mailers, and of course the Uber and Lyft and other corporations do this tremendously, but to use the own apps that we all carry on our personal phones to put out political messages is really, I think, an abuse of the power of these companies. The relationship we have with a company that we have an app on our phone is a business transactional relationship.
MapLight runs a free website, votersedge.org, where voters can see who's spending big in favor or against state measures. But it relies on the official disclosures that don't really capture all the details of the campaigning the companies are doing through their own platforms.
And here these companies are spending, climbing to close to $200 million to promote this measure that would save them money and remove rights for workers is something that distorts the way democracy is supposed to work, where people have the information they need to make informed decisions.
Newman says the initiative system needs to be reformed so that it's not as easy for tech giants to purchase changes to the laws that regulate them.
what if every user of every app had to affirmatively opt in by signing out their full name to say, yes, I'm willing to receive political messages? So that would really stop in its tracks companies that have this installation base for users that didn't sign up to receive political messages from exploiting those networks that they already have. Like, why should I, as a user of Uber or Lyft, have to get communications that is not related to my ride? It's kind of like spam, right? And we have laws against spam.
If Prop 22 passes, the companies are expected to pursue similar measures in other states. If it fails, Uber and Lyft will soon have to comply with a 30-day court order to start treating their drivers as employees. For KPFA Radio in Berkeley on the Election Beat, I'm Ariel Boone.